keeping our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm Agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase four qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I see this video. I see this video that Kelly and Kwok posted of their of their driving back from Charlotte. I have no idea what they're saying because obviously I don't have audio here. So I don't know what Kwok is going on about, but. But apparently he ends the video with a message for other drivers. Let me tell you something. There's no way I get in a vehicle with that guy.
With Kwok? Why?
Because he's as distracted a driver as you're ever going to see. He's the type of guy I try and stay away from. He's the guy who's complaining, but he ought to be complaining about himself. What's the video?
Oh, did you retweet it?
No, I haven't retweeted it yet. No, I just saw it, but pull him over.
Who is that? The devil.
Tell him to settle down.
Who is that? The devil told us drove.
It was Brent Venables.
Yes.
I saw it.
Yes, that's right. It was Brent Venables.
I saw it. Worst driver on the Clemson staff. Everybody knows it. Brent Venables.
Yeah.
Can't drive at all. I saw it. You know, the day I've told a story on air. I was going home one day, and I see this guy out with his family who's like all over the road.
He's
like the worst driver I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, doing the road rage thing.
Yeah.
And I get up on the side of him. It's Brent Venables.
And then Davo confirmed that.
He confirmed it. He said, oh, yeah.
He said nobody will drive with him.
Yeah, Davo Sweeney said nobody will drive with him. Yeah. Nobody. That's the truth.
Now you got to add Kwok to the list.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's on the list. Ed on the Northland Communication phone lines. Ed, what's going on?
Walter, Viva La France.
Welcome back. Viva La France.
Two-day hiatus.
Steve Kwok Whitaker is glad you're back.
Coach V can carpool together. That'd be a good thing. Yeah. At least have one of them off road. Listen, and I expected the team to back Kelly Bryant. Now, Cleveland Farrell's comments, I love it. I kind of expected somebody to come out not quite like that. But if you'll remember, last year didn't that sort of happen? There were a lot of people wondering who's the guy going to be. And the team basically said Kelly Bryant's our guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guy not single-handedly. We had the defense, of course. Basically, he was our offense at Auburn. He put the team on his back, rolled through the season. Syracuse game was not his fault. He was trying to play injured, and he got to the Final Four. I mean, what more does the guy have to do?
Here's the thing. He lost one game. Let me make this perfectly clear. He fundamentally lost one game. He lost the national semifinal to Alabama. And I will tell you this with absolute certainty. There was not another quarterback in college football playing for Clemson last year who would have beaten Alabama under those circumstances. None.
I don't believe it either.
Josh Allen, not Sam Darnold, not Josh Rosen, none of them. There's not a quarterback in college football who could have quarterbacked Clemson last year who was going to beat Alabama given the skill position issues that Clemson confronted in that game.
And I know the texters will hate this, Walter, but what did you think of the termination of Matheny? And is that going to make a difference? And was it the cause? Because really, Cardinal managers generally retire. They don't get canned.
Well, Cardinal managers generally aren't 500 either.
Well, that's true.
You know,
management ability or?
Well, look, all I know is this. I heard some of the players interviewed, and they seemed really thrilled he was gone. So I don't know what that means.
Good.
It's not always a sign of anything, but they seem to think they needed a fresh start.
Well, do you think the interim guy they've got in there is the answer, or do you go after somebody?
I don't know.
And or bring somebody with him?
Yeah, I don't know. I think only time is going to tell that, Ed. I can't judge that as yet.
All right. Well, y'all have a great show, and hey, it's been fun listening, I can tell you that.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Canty. You know, look, Canty are the foundation specialists. They're located in Camden. They've expanded the Greenville area. Canty Foundation Specialists is a foundation repair company in Camden, providing residential foundation repair services for things like Boeing foundation walls, foundation settlement, tilting chimneys, sticking doors, windows, tilting or leaning walls. If you have a picture on your wall that you keep straightening and you're wondering who's bumping into it, no one. Your wall isn't straight anymore. You need help. Canty offers quality products, proven services, professional experience to permanently repair any foundation issue. You can get a free quote. Canty can fix cracks in exterior brick and mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys pulling away from the home, uneven or sloping floors, windows and doors that stick or become jammed, Boeing foundation walls, cracks in foundation walls and drywall, and of course, cracked or sunken concrete. If you have a concrete driveway, a patio that is in disrepair that you're thinking is going to result in enormous expenditure where, you know, you're going to have to pay a lot of money to have it replaced. Oh, no. Nay, nay. You just call my friends at Canty, and they will pump that thing back up. It's like magic. I've seen it. It's incredible. Save yourself a ton of money. Do yourself a favor. Call my friends at Canty. Tell them I sent you. 855-375-9004. 855-375-9004 for Canty Foundation Specialists, and you will thank me later. Wow, Ramona, here's a blast from the past. That Gamecock Will on hold?
Yeah, how about that?
Well, let's get to Gamecock Will. We have lots to get to. In fact, seriously, we could go all night. Gamecock Will. Will.
What's going on, Will?
How you doing, Will? Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. I want to talk about a real team. How about Carolina? Who do you see as a surprise player for offense and defense this year? That's my first question.
Surprise player?
On offense and defense. Who you think is going to be the standout player this year?
Well, look, I think your defensive line as a whole is pretty good. I think the question there is your depth, and I think Muschamp addressed that at SEC Media Days. I think you feel pretty good about your frontline guys on offense, on your offensive line, and on your defensive line. I think the concern is the depth. I think Wonnum is a pass rushing specialist, and so, but I don't think you can label him as a surprise anymore. I don't know. I need to think about that because surprise means that, you know, no one has seen much from him as yet. I need to think about that.
Okay. Well, my next question is, you said a couple years ago, Walt, that SEC really didn't have many quarterbacks in the league or coaches. Now, it's been a couple of years now, and how do you think the quarterback situation and coaches are now since 2 years ago since you said that?
I think the coaches are getting better. I think the quarterbacks are still in transition. But I think the coaches are clearly getting better. And that's what it will take for the SEC to return to their dominant form and not just be represented by Alabama. There are some guys who obviously can play. There's some NFL potential at quarterback. Jared Stidham at Auburn. Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama, obviously. I think Jake Fromm is a talent and a leader at Georgia. I think places like Tennessee and Florida still have all sorts of questions at Florida back, at quarterback. I think Jake Bentley will certainly improve. We need to find out about a guy like a Nick Fitzgerald who will be part of this quarterback situation if he's healthy.
Do you see Stidham as a Heisman candidate? Well,
I think if his team performs up to expectations, he could be a Heisman candidate. I think he's going to play well. I mean, he threw for 3,000 yards last year, and I thought he played better the second half of the year. And you got to remember, that was his first year in that offense. So now he's year two in the offense. He doesn't have Kerryon Johnson, but he has weapons around him. And I would expect him to play play really well this year.
I want to say if Carolina beats Georgia, we'll go 10-2. If we lose, if we don't stay healthy, we go 9-3. If we don't beat Georgia, that's how I said it right now. If we beat Georgia, as long as we stay healthy.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. I think Carolina can win 9 games. And again,
and my last thing,
the Georgia game is a big game. Now, I saw somebody. I don't know if Will Muschamp said it. I think he may have. I know he did, now that I think about it. There was a question about the importance of the Georgia game, and I don't know the specifics of the question, but Muschamp basically said, the game's not vital for winning the division, and he based it on history and South Carolina's history, and that's true, but that still defies the odds. That game is vital to the division. If you want to win it, if you want to win the East, you're going to have to win that game against Georgia, and I think it's the best shot you're going to have to beat Georgia in the next 4 or 5 years. I think this is the best chance to get a foothold and maybe change the course of things. So I think it's a really big game in that regard.
Hey, I think just put Muschamp on the map, we can beat Georgia.
I agree with that.
And one more thing, and I'll let you go with this, Walt. I agree with you 100% about the Kelly Bryant situation. Y'all played Furman and Georgia Southern the first two games. Trevor Lawrence is going to play. It's going to be 40-0 at halftime.
Yep.
So Trevor Lawrence is going to get a shot. So plus the fans quit crying. Kind of like Walt said, Kelly Bryant got his playoff. You're not going to win national championship every year. Like you said, Walt, I watched that highlighted the game the other night. They showed a replay. Alabama had that game focused. They wasn't going to lose that game. I don't care who was playing Alabama that night. They weren't going to lose that game. So, I mean, Alabama was just loaded. They was focused on Clemson. So
there's truth to that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate it. Welcome back.
Do you feel
okay,
validated
I'm changing
now?
My mind. I'm going with Trevor Lawrence. Forget everything I've said previously. Obviously, I was wrong. I don't know, man. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. For almost 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been doing it the right way, treating people the right way. If you go read the reviews on Google or any of the review sites, people talk about who they are. They talk about the people. All those reviews seem to me to have a common theme. Look, these are the givens. The cars cost less than Travelers Rest. The pre-owned vehicles cost less, and they have built-in weekly price drops. There's never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford, so you don't get hit with this $300, $400, $500 for nothing that you get hit with at all these other dealerships. George Coleman Ford doesn't do that. But when you read the reviews, there's a common theme, and the theme is really that it's the people. People talk about how well they were treated, how they did this for them, how they did that for them, how they made sure that they had this and they guaranteed this. You know, again, you get the one guy who was 240 miles away who was stuck in the area, and he didn't know what to do. He called George Coleman Ford, and they took his vehicle in, and they had him back on the road in 20 minutes. He wrote a review not about a car buying experience. He wrote a review about how well they treated somebody they didn't know. That's what George Coleman Ford has done for 90 years. That's what's made him different for 90 years. And 90 years from now, when we're all gone, there's going to be another generation of the Coleman family still at work, still in the same place. Can only imagine what the cars will look like 90 years from now. Jeff, on the other side, Walt Tiptoe the Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at LakesideLodgeClemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Can you feel it? The most wonderful time of the year is almost here. That moment you've waited and long anticipated for is just around the corner. The Tigers will be hitting the field in September head-to-toe in their gear, but will you be as game day ready? Tiger Sports Shop has everything you need to be a Tiger through and through this football season. For hats, t-shirts, tailgate gear, Nike apparel, and more, visit our family-owned and operated and newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard or in downtown Clemson, 364 College Avenue.
When someone or something has been around for generations, you can put your trust in them. I'm Daniel Weber, fourth generation Clemson graduate and your local State Farm insurance agent in Clemson. State Farm has been in business for years, offering home, life, and auto insurance coverage that you can trust, like the trust I hope to earn as your State Farm agent. I'm Daniel Weber, Clemson class of 2011, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. Call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only two things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's been a great show, but I may actually be moving today's scheduled show to tomorrow because I have another show that I prepared for today that I really haven't even been able to embark on yet. I'll get to Jeff in 1 second on the Northland Communication phone lines. People's Champ has spoken, Ramona, on the text line. He says, Gamecock Will has spoken. I had us beating Carolina by 17. Well, that just went up to 24. So People's Champ feeling good about beating Carolina's brains in. I'll tell you the one question about that game will be the running game. Obviously, Georgia can run the football. The question is, can South Carolina run the football? And they're going to have to keep Georgia honest. They're not going to rush for 200 yards. I think Joe may have been one who suggested this previously, that they need to rush for over 100 yards. I think that's right. And we'll see what that defense can do with the Georgia run game. I also, at some point, you want to get to some of Muschamp's comments from SEC Media Days, because I think there were a couple of interesting elements of that. Also, still to come, Team 37 in the Road Rage countdown to a national champion, which I know will make our next caller, Jeff, happy.
Jeff,
what's going on,
Jeff? All right. Yeah, look, I had a bad day that day.
We're all good, Jeff.
I deserve to get hung up on.
We're all good. We're
we all have bad days.
Oh, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, I was wrong. All right. The guy that called before, I assume he was a Carolina fan.
Gamecock Will?
I assume. I got the tail end of it. Yeah. But I don't even know where to start, but I'm gonna say a few things. I got a lot to say, and then, you know, but first of all, Carolina will not beat Georgia. They're talking 9-10 wins. All of a sudden, Carolina fans are getting a little, I don't know if cocky is the right word or just a little arrogant. They actually think they're good. Muschamp is an average coach. Bentley would be the four-string quarterback at Clemson. And he had made a comment about Clemson whining about our quarterback situation. I don't think it's so much whining. I think it's more, we've got a dilemma because we've got so much talent. I mean, I think Bryant starts the second game, which I believe is Texas A&M. Is it Texas A&M or Georgia Southern? The second game. I think go to Texas A&M, and if Bryant wins that game, he's cemented as the starter. If he doesn't and he struggles, it's very simple. Then Lawrence is the starter after that. But I think Carolina fans have to understand one thing. And I don't even talk to my coworkers about Carolina until one thing happens. You know what that is, Walt?
What's that?
Beat the Citadel. Please beat the Citadel. We're worried about Alabama. All Clemson is focused on right now is Alabama. I mean, I think that's pretty good that's who our main competition is now. Carolina can't even win their division, can't even win the SEC, can't even beat the Citadel, and it will lose to us for the fifth straight year this year. So for all you South Carolina fans, call in, tell me where I'm wrong. Thank you all. Great show.
Jeff, appreciate it. Yeah, well, again, you know, listen, if the standard is Clemson, South Carolina is going to fail by every evaluation in every way. But from a South Carolina standpoint, you know, they're fighting smaller battles. You know, listen, when Jake Bentley came to South Carolina, what did I say? I said, I don't think he'll ever beat Clemson. I said, I think he'll go 0-4 against Clemson. And I just didn't see it. And I still don't. I don't think South Carolina is going to be at Clemson's level. I mean, maybe ever. And certainly not in the short term. I mean, part of the problem there is just where Clemson is and the fact that there's not any let up. I mean, the program is actually continuing to get better. So catching up is virtually impossible. I mean, that's just the reality of where the programs are. So if you're going to compare Clemson or compare South Carolina to Clemson, well, I mean, they're going to fall well short by that evaluation. I think from a South Carolina standpoint, the Texas says, damn, who knew Jeff knew how to make humble pie? Listen, hey, things happen in this every day. We don't hold any grudges. It was all good. It was a good call by Jeff. You know, when you look at where South Carolina is and what they're trying to do, I mean, they're just trying to win their division. I know that Jake Bentley has made some bold, strange proclamations in the past, but he was also just a kid. And I don't read too much into anything that he had said previously. And in fact, I want to get to some of the things that Muschamp had to say as well from SEC media days. You know, I think South Carolina is getting better. I think 9 games is in play for them. I think the total on them this year was 7 or 7.5, whatever it was. We gave out the over. They exceeded expectations last year. I thought they would. I thought they'd be a bowl team. That number was 5.5 a year ago. And I think they'll do that again. Now, whether they become a contender in the SEC has everything to do with that Georgia game. And the reason they have a shot at Georgia is twofold. One, actually, maybe several reasons. One is that series has been closely contested in the last decade. Those teams tend to play close games for whatever reason. I mean, there have been times where South Carolina's has been better, but those teams have played close games. I think that trend is likely to continue, especially given the fact that it's an early season game and there are a lot of new parts for Georgia. A lot of new parts. And I think if the game were played later in the year, I wouldn't like South Carolina's chances as much. I think the fact that the game is played early means that the Gamecocks have an opportunity. And playing at home, I think they're going to be jacked up, and I would expect them to play a competitive game. You know, David Sipsaville, Dale, I'll get to you in 1 minute. Let me just mention a couple things about Muschamp for you Gamecock people in the audience regarding what I heard him say at SEC Media Days. He talked about how the people around Bentley have to play better. He mentioned that in a five-game stretch, they lost 4-0 linemen. There's no question that's true. They have to play better. They have to stay healthier. They have to do a better job of supporting Bentley. They have to be able to run the ball to protect himself. He also mentioned that Bentley plays better when they play faster, and that South Carolina will play at a noticeably faster tempo this year. And that plays to, again, plays to Bentley's skill set, that the offense will look significantly different under McClendon, that they plan on playing more of a tempo brand of football. And I can see that. And then there was this, and I think this will come as a surprise. I know a couple texters thought there was no way you would see this. Will Muschamp said, quote, "Debo Samuel will be our kick returner, and we don't plan on fair catching any." So Muschamp taking no prisoners there, saying, hey, look, we're going to play our best players. And I think it's a suggestion that we need every advantage we can. And so you are, if the question was, well, will we see Debo Samuel in that role again? Or is South Carolina willing to risk injuring him? Will Muschamp made it clear Debo Samuel is going to be their return guy, and they don't plan on fair catching any. So there's that. He also talked about the offensive line, the defensive line, how the depth is still a work in progress in both areas. I think that's right. I mean, I think that defensive front is actually going to be pretty good. The question is, what happens when you go to 6, 7, 8? And that's the issue. Because, again, in major college football, you need at least 8 guys who can play on the defensive front. What it tells me with South Carolina is their situation is still tenuous, meaning Muschamp has improved the program. They're getting better, but their depth, the Gamecocks' depth, is still shallow. And if they suffer injuries, either to the offensive or defensive fronts, a potential 9-win season could easily slide into a 5 or 6-win season, because that's just where South Carolina is from a depth and development standpoint. So those are the things I gleaned out of listening to Will Muschamp at the SEC Media Days. You're welcome to get in on that if you're a Gamecock fan. You want to talk about that. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you?
Doing great. Well, you know, being the rabid Clemson fan that I am going to tone it down, because I do have a serious question about your opinion of Gamecocks at this point. If you had to compare, and you're looking Clemson versus Carolina through the last 15 years, okay, and that's starting in 1999 when Tommy Bowden takes over the helm, would you say that Carolina is where Clemson was when Bowden took over, from a talent standpoint, from a schematic standpoint, trying to find themselves? Now, you know, everybody said, well, you know, Carolina was all this during that five bomb. Well, you can't compare the two in that situation, because Clemson was still winning at a high level. Their two games of the year was Florida State and South Carolina. And they had to learn how to beat those two consistently to get to this point where they are now. So I don't think you can, I don't think post 2009 that the two programs are comparable at all. I think if you look at 99 to 08, I think that's where you see Carolina at this point. Would you agree with that, or do you see some holes in that argument?
Well, you know, there's a lot of levels and nuance to that argument, Dave, and I, you know, it's sort of hard to I'm not exactly sure what you're asking me in terms of the whole period of time. I think the word program implies something more than team. Like, for example, and there may be Gamecock fans who don't like this, but I don't think that South Carolina was ever a program, even when Spurrier was at
the
height of his powers at South Carolina. I think what they were was they were a good team for a period of about 5 years that Spurrier was using to his own advantage. Let me put it this way. Spurrier's not a Gamecock. He's a Gator. You know, I think Dabo Swinney is a Tiger. And I think that's like a difference in the programs. I never felt that even when Spurrier was at his best and even when South Carolina was winning, I never felt they really won the way Spurrier wanted to win, and nor did I ever really feel that Spurrier was in any way connected permanently to South Carolina. And I think we've seen all sorts of evidence since he's left that was the case. And so I think what South Carolina had was a period of a few years where they were good, really good. I mean, that team, that period of years there, they were very good. But I don't think they were ever a program. At the same time, I never believed in Tommy Bowden. I did not think that he was ever going to bring Clemson anywhere, that Clemson had to move away from him to get to where they wanted to go. I almost think that Muschamp has a better chance at long-lived success and maybe a more dedicated brand of success than Spurrier did at South Carolina. Because I could see him staying there. I mean, I could see him.
Yeah.
I could see him being there for, you know, a decade or 12 or 15 years or something. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. And I think they're moving in the right direction, but I'm not sure whether I answered your question.
No, I think you did. And I think you hit the head on the nail with Spurrier. I think ego had him come to Carolina to show that. And again, not kicking them in the kneecaps, which I love to do, but they were not anything in the SEC except maybe a flash in the pan. His ego said, well, I can make them win. And so he went out, put them in the SEC championship, and then he seemed to start tailing off because he did what he expected to do, and that's put them in a championship game. And he couldn't win it because of Cam Newton.
But, the whole thing it was always so odd, really, because he never won the way he planned on winning. I mean, it's like he's the guy who found the lottery ticket who became a nouveau rich millionaire. That's what it was like. I mean, he wanted to win the fun and gun way. You know, he tried everything he could not to let Connor Shaw be his quarterback. He did not want Connor Shaw to be his quarterback. You know, there was, you know, every other week, I hate this cliche, but every other week he was throwing Connor Shaw under the bus publicly. He did not want him to be his quarterback. He didn't want to win that way. By and large, he won with a running tough quarterback and a defense, which is not what the intention ever was. And so they were strange years. I mean, they really were. And I don't think Spurrier, in his heart of hearts, was ever committed to South Carolina. I think, as you say, he wanted a platform to demonstrate that he could win at a place that a guy like Nick Saban couldn't.
Right, exactly. And you know, you talk about Connor Shaw. Connor Shaw was, in my opinion, the face of Carolina. When he came off the bench in the fourth quarter against Missouri, I guess it was the championship year, and basically willed them in and won the ball game. That just goes to show you what kind of competitor.
Oh,
and you got to respect the man for the man.
He was unbelievable. Look, I loved him from the first time I saw him. You know, I told Carolina fans, he's the guy you got to play. And David,
Yeah.
He never lost a home game.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was amazing, and you hated him as a Clemson fan, but you got to respect him for what he was able
exactly
to do
right.
his 4 year there as a Carolina. Well, take care. Thanks.
Thank you, David. Excellent job. Yep. Yeah, no question. I mean, Connor Shaw, you know, the kind of guy like a Marcus Lattimore, it doesn't matter what side you're playing on, everybody respects players like that. You know, Connor Shaw was the real secret sauce at Carolina during those years. And to answer Carolina D's question, he asked me, do I think Muschamp could be a Gamecock? I do. I'm not sure why I do. I just do. I feel like this is a guy who respects the chance he was given after the Florida thing. And that's not to say that someone won't come along one day, but I think he has things headed in the right direction. And I could see him making more of an emotional investment in Carolina. In fact, I think he already has. I think he's more emotionally invested in the South Carolina program than Spurrier ever was. To Spurrier, all South Carolina was a rental car. Let me tell you about Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream. You know, what makes Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream different? Butterfat. You know, let me tell you something. You know one of the worst things about the ice cream aisle today in a supermarket is like 90% of the ice creams are trying to figure out ways not to be ice cream. You know what I mean? They're trying to figure out ways to take out all the good stuff, charge us more money because they're looking after our health. Yeah. I don't want that. No. When I go to the ice cream aisle, I want thick, rich, creamy stuff I know. Here's what I want. I want butterfat that's rich, sweet, pure dairy, no bull. I want real cream, real fruit and nuts, whole milk, pure cane sugar, non-fat dry. This is what I want. And guess what? This is what's in Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream. This ice cream is produced by the local farms in the state of South Carolina. In fact, that's how it was originally conceived. They chose flavors based on things that the state of South Carolina produces, like peaches and pecans and strawberries. That's how they picked their flavors. That's how they chose the four great flavors that they have. And where can you find this ice cream? You can find it at Ingles. Homemade vanilla, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan, strawberry shortcake. You want to guess how many of those I've tried, Ramona? Every last one of them. They're all terrific. They're going to be adding new flavors in the future as well. The students in the College of Agriculture, Forestry, and Life Science benefit from the program. 10% of the proceeds fund campus programs and pay it forward initiatives, including internships, scholarships, and research. Where do you get it? You get it at all the Upstate Ingles. Trust me, get to an Upstate Ingles, try Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream. You will thank me later. I'm late. Chris, you're up when we get back. Team number 37 on the Road Rage Countdown.
Countdown is on. 44 days till Clemson football.
Ryan goes shotgun, takes a snap, looks down the field. Going to go long, looking for Higgins. Has it at the South Carolina 20. He'll carry it inside the 15 and then fights his way forward close to the 10.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Now is the time to buy with sweet rebates on 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer. $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months. Ford SUVs are capable, convenient, and versatile. And now you can own a 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit and $1,000 rebate. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale with 50 to 80% savings and limited-time specials. Save 60% on kids' tees, shorts, jeans, and more. Take 30 to 50% off shoes and sandals for her. Men's suits, separates, dress shirts, and more are 50 to 70% off. Bras and shapewear, 50 to 60% off. And save 50 to 60% on dresses, tops, and more. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Rage. We are back. It's been an incredibly busy show. Essentially, much of what I really planned on talking about today is going to be moved to tomorrow. I still want to get back into what some of the other coaches had to say at Dabo Swinney's golf outing. I still have one key question for every ACC team for the upcoming season, and we will get to all of that on tomorrow's show. And certainly, we've covered a lot of material today. You want to get in, there's still time for you to do so then. Let me get to Chris on the Northland Communication phone lines, and we'll get to Team 37 in the Road Rage countdown to a national champion. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's another beautiful day. I just want to throw in my two cents in and give my humble opinion for the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
I think they can win 9 or 10 games. And I've always thought this all the way back to when they first got in the Southeastern Conference, that the Georgia game will always use that as a measuring stick as how the rest of the season would go.
Well, I think that's right, and you won't have to wait long this year to get it. And by the way, I've had a couple Gamecock fans, Joe and Rob, on my Twitter feed, both saying that, you know, another thing is that Spurrier inherited a better talent pool from Lou Holtz than Muschamp inherited from Spurrier, and I would say that's true.
Well, I think you mentioned it and called it lightning in the bottle when we got Clowney and Jefferson and Lattimore. But I think the key to the future is how well they compete for the division and winning one of those. And I think that would help the recruiting out more than probably even beating Clemson at the end of the year.
Yeah, I you know what? I don't think this Gamecock team is going to beat Clemson. I just don't think the talent matches up. I think you're still talking about an entirely different level. But I do think that playing at home against a Georgia team still stung by losing the national championship in the way they did with a lot of new pieces at the start of the year, I think that Georgia is vulnerable, and I think that that is a series in which the games are generally very tight. It's a division rivalry. I think there are a lot of reasons to think that that game is going to be very close. The spread is like 14.5, which is insanity to me. I'm giving out South Carolina as a pick. I think it's a 3-point game, you know, something of that nature, 6-point game. I think it'll be a game in the fourth quarter, and someone's going to lose and someone's going to win a 27-24 type game.
Well, I agree with the gentleman that called, I think, the last one. I don't think that the two programs can be compared right now. Clemson is you know, one of the elite programs in the country. Unless something really strange happens, they'll be in the playoffs again. The way the recruiting is getting better. They just got to keep working at it and believe in the system, believe in their coaches, and we'll see if they can win the division this year. And if they can do that, the recruiting will pick up along with it. And then maybe, just maybe, it won't be so long that we'll be close enough to contend.
Yep, good job, Chris. Yep, I think that's fair. Look, again, I think South Carolina has a chance to compete for that division this year. And if South Carolina was able to beat Georgia, I think it would really give the Gamecocks a foothold, something to build off of and something to recruit off of if they were able to win that division. And again, look, these are the battles you need to fight. That's the level you're playing on. You know, that division is winnable. The obstacle is Georgia. The rest of the teams in that division, you know, they're all trying to figure out who they are. Tennessee, Florida, these are programs that are under reconstruction right now. And it's not going to be a magic fix at either place. Florida's closer than Tennessee is, but they're programs that are under reconstruction. And we'll see how it plays out. Ramona, before we get to any more calls, we have to get Team 37 in, and then we'll try and get back to the calls. So hit it. Next year, we're going to have to find different countdown music because that music just makes me want to slam my head against the wall, and I've got to hear it 37 more times. So at the conclusion of this, we are retiring that song. I will never hear that song on this show again after I hear it 37 more times. 37 more times. I just want to kill myself. I'm going to jump off a bridge right now. All right. Go ahead, Ramona. Team number 37 in the Road Rage countdown is... And this is going to surprise people, I think, because I think the thought process is that this team is a top 20 team. I'm just not ready to say that yet. And that is the Oregon Ducks. Mario Cristobal takes over. Look, I'm still neutral on him. I've seen positives and negatives. At one point, I was very high on him. Then I think he started to fade into oblivion. He rekindled his career at Alabama. Look, he's a tough guy. He's an offensive line coach. I think that he'll help improve that area of Oregon's football team. Justin Herbert is the potential top draft pick in the next draft. He could well be the first quarterback taken. He's a 6'6 guy with a big arm, a bit of a long delivery, but you expect that when you're 6'6. That's why he's sort of at that height point of no return, whereby the NFL looks for guys at the quarterback position that are largely between 6'3 and 6'6. And once you go over 6'6, then you're in a no man's range because you're just too slow with everything you do. But I think he has a chance to be the number one pick in the draft. His key is staying healthy, which he really hasn't been able to do. When he's been healthy, he's posted incredible numbers. But this team lost Royce Freeman. I think that's a big loss, although Tony Brooks-James is a player they expect to be a key factor for him in the run game. They lost Terrell Crosby, who was their best offensive lineman. However, there is an experienced offensive line that returns. They have real talent at wide receiver. Jim Leavitt has actually done a remarkable job with that defense. He's improved the defense significantly. He is a coach that should be a head coach somewhere. I think he was done wrong in that South Florida situation. But Jim Leavitt's done a remarkable job improving the Oregon defense. There are some things to like about Oregon, but there are some things not to trust. I can't trust completely that the quarterback's going to stay healthy, and that concerns me. And then give me their schedule, Ramona.
Okay, their first game is Bowling Green at home.
Go.
Portland State home. San Diego State home. Stanford home. Go to California. Washington home. Go to Washington State. Go to Arizona. UCLA home. Go to Utah. Arizona State at home. And go to Oregon State.
See, I don't like, from their standpoint, I don't like the second half of that schedule at all. I don't think they're that good yet. I think that schedule is going to be a real challenge the second half. I think there are too many pitfalls. They're not as good as Washington. They play Stanford earlier at home. They're not as good as Stanford. They're not going to win at Arizona. They're not going to win at Utah. I think there are just enough pitfalls. I think they're an 8-win team. That's why they're 37. I'll see you tomorrow.
Home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flag. Hi, Jackerman. Carmelo Anthony's short and disappointing tenure in Oklahoma City is apparently over. He's reportedly been dealt to the Hawks with a protected first-round pick. Dennis Schroeder goes to Oklahoma City, as well as Mike Muscala, but he will take a detour through Oklahoma City and ultimately wind up in Philadelphia in a three-team deal. And, of course, the big piece of this trade, Anthony, will then be waived and will most likely appear in either Houston or Miami with his good friend either Chris Paul or Dwayne Wade. Also from the NBA today, Marcus Smart and the Celtics reportedly agree on a four-year extension worth over $50 million. And Nuggets first-round pick Michael Porter Jr. underwent a second procedure on his injured back. Of course, he had the disc surgery back in the fall. Another day, another big trade in baseball as the Indians acquired all-star reliever Brad Hand from the Padres for catching prospect Francisco Mejia, one of the best in baseball. The second half of the season opens tonight with just one game on the schedule. The Cardinals and the Cubs renew their rivalry at Wrigley, the first of a five-game series between the division leaders and the Cards, who are third, 7.5 back, and with a new manager in Mike Schilt, who took over on Sunday for the fired Mike Matheny. At the British Open, your leader after round one is Kevin Kisner at 5 under par. He has a one-shot lead over three golfers, Eric Van Rooyen, Tony Finau, and Xander Lombard. Defending champ Jordan Spieth won over. Brooks Koepka had a 31 on the back nine, but a 41 on the front nine, and he's at 1 over par. Tiger Woods even. Rory McIlroy is at 2 under. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Jim Rome, and I have $5,000 for the winner of the Smack Off. Who is going to win it? Listen tomorrow, 12 Eastern, CBS Sports Radio.
It's auction time again. Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th at 8:30 a.m. Selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and much more. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. Bid live or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together at the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th. Go Tigers!
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University.